a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
You know Shark Tank, the concept thereof where, you know, you've got an idea and you go cap in hand to a bunch of billionaires and they sort of buy the rights to your idea.
They invest, yes. Mark Cuban, the Dallas Mavericks owner, he's done a bit of that in the past.
Yep. Janine Ellis, I think she was involved in Australian version.
Not anymore.
Famous for Boost Juice.
So, I mean, we don't really have access to people who've actually been successful in business.
No.
But we do have access to someone who's got a lot of money.
Yeah.
Our very own shark, if you will.
Well, will we call him a... Shark Tank?
No, so we want to do our own prawn tank, if we can, please.
That's a bit more...
You're calling me a prawn.
I'm just saying, it's a bit more... Your style.
Okay. So,
you can be a king prawn if you want.
Yeah, you're a king prawn.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure. Thanks. Yeah. One of the big, yummy, delicious ones that nearly killed me last Christmas.
Oh, yes. We forgot about that. Yeah. Oh, they nearly killed him last year.
That's right. We can call him it without actually sort of him having to touch the real thing.
All right. You two really going to pitch me on something?
Yeah. We've got an idea.
Okay. But if you're going to do this, you've got to expect feedback.
Okay. That's fine.
Good.
We're used to it.
Yeah.
Okay, so Loggy and I were talking a while ago. I'd had an incident where I'd taken my daughters out for lunch and they wanted chicken nuggets or dinosaur nuggets.
Gotcha.
Chicken nuggets, I think.
Can I stop you right there?
Yeah, yeah.
You know when they call it an elevator pitch? Because it's the time it takes to get like up a couple of floors in an elevator is when you got to nail the pitch.
Yeah.
Get to work.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. Prawn is right.
Okay. You're not on those chairs. You're over here with me.
No, I know. I'm with you, but I'm like the dog that they pull out there. Like the dog's like, why am I here? I don't know. Yeah. I'm waiting for you to tell me to dance.
Anyway.
Chicken nuggets.
We went to three different restaurants and couldn't find nuggets.
Okay.
So we ended up going to Hungry Jack's and having our nice lunch, like family lunch that it was supposed to be in a HJ's because the girls insisted on getting nuggets. And then they didn't really eat the nuggets instead. And so Loggy and I were talking and Loggy's like, what you need is pocket nuggets. So the idea is, do you remember this?
Semi.
Okay. Good. I mean, good to see organisation's a big part of your pitch. You've got together and communicated.
She just heard I was going to be on the TV. She's like, can I come?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm here. I'm the sexy one.
You're the one in the bikini holding the product.
Here's my nuggets.
Yes.
I'm just here to show nuggets.
Oh, we are doomed. Right. No. We are doomed.
It's my best quadrant. Please invest.
All right, my eyes are trying to focus on you, Tom. They're a little distracted.
Is that real chicken?
Yeah.
So the idea is a little container that comes with nuggets pre-packed in it. And we'll heat the nuggets on the go, right? So
how?
Press a button electrically, like a little microwave style arrangement.
Like you're walking around with an actual microwave in your pocket.
Well, kind of, but it's also in your handbag or your backpack. It doesn't have to be in your pocket.
Pocket, but
how big is this?
We never discussed the pocket
holding. We did. I called it pocket nuggets.
How big is this thing?
Well, like an egg shape, sort of maybe like a...
Oh.
You've got the egg shape?
You've got the technology.
Big enough to have like three nuggets inside. Hold three nuggets in an egg-shaped thing and you just press a button on the top and it heats the nuggets. So wherever you are, doesn't matter what restaurant you go to, you can go, here, kid, eat these nuggets.
And how long do those nuggets sit in said device?
Well...
But it's like astronaut food, you know?
Yeah.
It's like they're fresh until you need them. Mm. And then they become...
Like they're dehydrated or something and then they... So you're adding liquid as well as heating
them. No, they're not dehydrated. Don't get it bogged down in the science, mate.
Why don't you two get bogged down in communicating before you pitch me an idea?
Classic rich guy.
He's going to take
that. He's going to take that idea and we will see it on the market in like a month.
You will never see that idea on any market in the world.
Okay.
Including the dodgiest little ones in dodgy places. I don't know
where
I was
were you going
with
that, Cameron? Seemed like
he wants that the website instantnugs.com and just see what happens.
Yeah.
I'm not choosing to invest.
Conceptually, no, you don't think it's a good concept to be able to instantly give children nuggets wherever you are?
No.
Okay.
I'll invest in your co-worker though.
You want to
Help me, Tom. Take me away.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Last night, Dodsy and I were having a little discussion / debate about how much money we should spend on our children's teachers' Christmas presents. Mm-hmm. They've done a wonderful job. They educate our kids superbly. So we thought, how much are we going to, you know, say a bit of thank you, that
keep,
sort of
keep
thing.
Keep in mind, too, that I'm pretty sure they have to buy, like, whiteboard markers and stuff out of their own money to be able to then educate your children. I don't know how it works in Newtown, but fans part.
Loggy, I asked the question, how much should you spend on teacher's present? You said $5. Mm-hmm. Tommy, you said around the $50 mark.
If it's only one teacher, yeah.
Yeah, okay. What is that amount? Is it on that end of the scale, or is it like, oh, you know what? I want them to go out for a lovely dinner with their partner, and I'm going to, you know, $100 voucher to their favourite restaurant, that sort of thing. What is the right amount? Priya from Tarneit is on the line. Priya, what do you reckon about this one? How much for a teacher's present?
I think $25.
Yep, okay. I take that.
$25. Do you often chip in with other parents type setup?
Yeah, I think, no, individually it would be better, but $25 is because there are a few reasons for it. One, considering things are so expensive these days, and if you've got two kids at the same school, you've got to buy two gifts two different teachers. So I think somewhere in between $25 is good. Also, you might not know about this, or you may know about this, but teachers are not allowed to accept gifts that are valued more than
$50. Oh, I had no idea.
And if you accept, you got to declare it. It's part of the Department of Education policy.
Oh, wow.
They can just do what Cameron Ling does, and that's just sort of accepted in a lame way and not declaring. That's what Cameron Ling does with his gifts. Okay, that's all really good to know. Yeah.
Okay, what 25. About Julia from Leopold? What do you say about teachers' gifts?
Maybe I just mean, I don't know, but I have three kids at school and teachers do an absolutely amazing job, but I don't really have to, that's their job, so nothing? I mean, why get a gift for doing your job? I don't get a gift for doing my job.
Okay.
And it's like, I get it, they do a fantastic job, but that's their job to educate kids, isn't it?
Yes,
it is. Even a box of Chockies?
Yeah, look, I get the sentiment of it. Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, that's nice. But also, if you think about it from a financial standpoint, you know, add that up over 6 years of schooling, or even if you go into, like, kids that go to high school, for three kids, that's just mine alone. I mean, you know, financially,
think about it.
Yeah.
It is a lot.
All right, Julie, well, it's a good point as well.
Yeah. Mm. Once they get to high school, you don't even worry about the teachers.
I don't think high school teachers are presents.
Weird that you'd be surprised that having three children could be financially crippling. that's strange to me. Louise in Bell Post, he'll wrap this up for us, mate. How much should you spend on your kids' teachers at Christmas?
I think it's more important about not spending money, but just appreciating them.
Oh, yeah.
Writing a beautiful card or something would be way more important to them than buying an expensive gift.
Okay. That's cute. Oh,
that's a nice sentiment.
And also, in that last caller about that's their job, it doesn't mean we can't appreciate people for doing their jobs.
Yeah, especially the really crappy jobs.
Get paid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like school
I wouldn't
teaching.
Do it, not for any money in the world.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
So one of my mates went out in Melbourne on the weekend and had a fabulous time and went to go see Sister Act, a divine musical comedy. That's from when the cast from Sister Act 2 got back together and did a redo of the music. The music from Sister Act 1 and 2, both fabulous. We've had discussions about that in the past and just amazing movies, right? And the music is so good as well. So putting the two together for a stage show, I mean, how good?
Brilliant.
Now, I don't want to, like, I feel bad. I feel bad a little bit because I don't want to be like one of these people that's like putting down, you know, or whatever.
Oh, are you going to yuck someone's yum?
Yeah, because, you know, the sister act, you may have seen it, Casey Donovan is the main player in this and she's so talented and so amazing or whatever. But my friend went with her mum and her sister. And her mum bought tickets to them because they love Sister Act.
Sure.
And they used to watch it as like a family and whatever. And so they went there in particular, special purchase, went there together, organised it ages ago, like set out time. It was like a big deal, right?
Yep, yep.
And they went there. And the thing is, even on the website, it says here, based on the Touchstone picture, motion picture, Sister Act.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I said, oh my God, how was it? And she's like, hated it. I said, why? She said,
no Whoopi Goldberg in it.
They are not.
I was expecting Whoopi.
No.
No Sister Mary Clarence.
There's none of the songs from Sister Act are in Sister Act the musical.
No.
None.
Oh,
none. And this is why I feel bad because I don't want to like, you know, I know there's people hard working or whatever, but I kind of feel like you need to say that on the poster somewhere.
Yeah.
Because she's like, they were all new songs. They obviously didn't have the rights to any of the songs. So the whole musical is just all, it's based on her, but none of the music is from the movies.
So what you're saying is on their poster, they should have something like Sister Act, the musical, none of the songs you like.
Yeah. Don't expect too much.
You know, like reimagined something. I don't know. But
we don't have Whoopi and we don't have the songs.
Yeah, but I did have a look. To be fair, if you go to sisteractthemusical.com.au, there's nothing on the front page, like, you know, that I can see. Like, there's nothing there. But you go to frequently asked questions and the frequently asked question right at the bottom says, will Sister Act have the songs from the original film? And this is like, oh, this is absolutely marvellous, blah, 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 with songs inspired by the film Motown, Soul and Disco. They were Devo. Like, I feel like you kind of got to be up front with some stuff, don't you?
So instead of glory, glory, it's gory, gory.
It was, yeah, I know.
this is just like, famously, a guy from Outkast, Andre 3000, played Jimi Hendrix. And the Hendrix estate would not release any of Jimi Hendrix's original music for the production. So the movie only has covers in it that Jimi Hendrix was known to play in his career.
Oh, man.
And I mean, we still all remember that was a hugely successful. Actually, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I never heard of that in my head.
Don't worry about it.
So, yeah, I'm sorry, but I just felt that the people should know.
Can you imagine the person, at least one person listening to this going, oh, God, I've got tickets for that.
I know. Yes. If you do, 5-2. Yeah.
9-5-5. We will sell. We will see if we can sell them for you.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Let's do this.
Guess the year.
Hey, all right. It is time for Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarine's favourite Tuesday base game. Talk about guess the year. We're going to play little bits of songs. Cast our minds back. Through the mists of time, try and remember where we were, what we were doing the first time we heard said song. That'll give us a fair indication as to the year it was released. We write that year down on a piece of paper. It's closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Best of three arrangement. I think we're ready to play. Is everybody ready to play Guess the Year?
Ready. Yep, yes.
Let's go. You want to talk it through, Lingy? What are you thinking? What are you vibing? What are you feeling?
No, I was hoping for a reaction off either of you two. Give me a few more hints.
Okay.
Can I have the artist?
Magic.
With an exclamation mark at the end.
Sorry, you're right, Tom. I did.
Magic Mike?
Sure.
Okay. All right, I'm going to write that one down.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
2012.
I said 10.
10, 12, 16.
The year was
2014. Oh, Loggy. Yay. Well done. God, that song's older than I thought it was. All right, question number two.
Definitely footy trips.
Yeah, I was going out still. I still did things around this time. But what time was it?
Late footy trip, so that, yeah, righto. I'm on the mark here. Yeah, oh, no, right. I'm going to go a year earlier.
Okay.
Just to be careful.
Okay.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
2005.
Oh, 5, 8, 10. Late. Here we go.
The year was 2010.
Oh, I got it. I know my footy trips.
Surprising that you can remember them. All right, so 1 point to each of you. Should I sit this one out?
No, no, no.
Okay, oh, I can take it to a tiebreaker, can't I? Here we go. Question number 3.
That's alarming if you don't know it, Bob. Who is that?
James.
Is it Snow Patrol or the script or something?
Five for Fighting.
Oh, Five for Fighting. Oh, God.
Look how clever he thinks he is.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to know the year.
I know the band, but I won't know
the
year.
Pretty obvious, guys.
Clearly not my week, so.
Okay.
Oh, right. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
2014.
1, 4, 14. Here we go.
The year was 2004.
I'll take it.
Nice tiebreaker situation.
All right, here we go. This is for the win. Anyone can take it.
Oh, yes. Come on, Log. You got to hit this on the nose.
I love this album.
Okay.
It's just difficult.
How early was it, I think, is the question.
Okay, I might be late. All right, I'm ready.
I don't feel good about my answer, but that song transports me back to road trips with my mum. She had two albums. She had the Titanic soundtrack and she had Tina Arena album.
Yeah.
And it was just one after the other on repeat. It's very triggering. Mm. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
1994.
4, 5, 6.
And what are you? You're 4?
I'm 4.
And you're 5. Right?
And you're 6.
I thought it was 5, but I thought.
This is going to be awful. Okay.
The year was 1994.
Yes!
Log!
Get on your log. Well done.
Well done, Log. And that, I was fingers crossed, hoping for it.
Well, you're not giving a thing anymore, though, are you?
Well, for this one, I'm going to. Because I want to build the suspense.
Okay.
For Guess the Year for 2024, scores are level with 1 week to play.
Okay.
That
all
has
right.
not been manufactured.
That does sound
that
manufactured.
Is a fact.
Okay. All right. So it's all to play for next week.
Oh, and great. When I say scores are level, scores are level between the two of you.
Yeah.
I'm not really in the hunt.
But don't forget, you can always give your points to whoever you deem the nicest and prettiest of the year.
Cool.
Don't talk yourself out of a win there.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.